Jesus' friend Lazarus got sick and he died. And his sisters and his family were very sad. When Jesus got to the town where Lazarus had lived, he had already been buried. And the two sisters, Mary and Martha, not only were they sad, they were also kind of angry. And they said to Jesus, "If you had been here, our brother would not have died." Jesus tried to explain. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, yet they die, shall live. Those who live and believe in me shall never die." Mary said, "Jesus, we know that you're sent to us from God." And he could see that the sisters were still really upset. So he said, "Where did you bury Lazarus?" And they said, "Come on, we'll show you." And so they began to walk to this place where Lazarus had been buried in a cave. And a lot of the people from the town walked along with them. And as they walked, some of the people noticed that Jesus was crying. "Look," they said, "how much he loved his friend." And when they got to the cave where Lazarus was buried, Jesus said, "Move that stone away from the entrance." And Martha said, "If we do that, it's going to smell really bad. He's been in there for 4 days." And Jesus said, "I'd like you to do what I ask. If you can trust me, you're going to see God's glory." And so the stone was moved away. And then Jesus started to pray out loud. And he said, "I know you always hear me, Father. But today I'm praying out loud because I want these people around me to understand that you sent me." And then he called into the cave, "Lazarus, come on out." And Lazarus came walking out of the cave. He was all wrapped up in some special burial cloth, so it was a little bit hard for him to keep his balance. Jesus said, "Take that stuff off him. Give him back his regular clothes." Well, it's pretty hard to keep something like that a secret. So it wasn't long before all the chief priests and the Pharisees had found out, and they were not happy. They said, "Look, huge crowds of people are following Jesus now and believing in him. This is bad for us. We better plan to kill him." Well, a few days later, Mary and Martha and Lazarus invited Jesus to their home to have dinner. And while they were there, Jesus was there, and they were all gathered around. Mary came in to the room where Jesus was, and she had a bottle of special oil in her hand. And she took the lid off, and she poured it on his feet. And that oil was so fragrant-smelling that the aroma of it filled the whole house. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. We need to have somebody reach out and hear Jack, come over and hold my hand. Good. Thanks. Dear God, you teach your followers not to be afraid of death because we are always held in your power of life. The hope that fills our hearts from knowing this is like flowers, the smell of flowers filling a whole room, or wonderful perfume coming to our nostrils and making us feel happy and alive. We're happy to be able to trust you, to love you, and serve you. Amen. And it's time for Sunday school.